For listening to this episode, you stand a chance of winning yourself a 250 Kwacha book voucher. To win, share a review online and tag me at Niza_Piri on Instagram, or I am Niza_Piri on Facebook. Hello neighbors, my name is Niza_Piri and welcome to our podcast. First things first, your feelings, your beliefs, your experiences are valid and you're not the only one feeling that way. As I share my own with you, I hope that you will be encouraged, that you will grow, that you will gain clarity and keep soaring. I'm here to do life with you, so please, if you will have me, let's do life together. Remember to favorite this podcast on Anchor FM or subscribe on Google Podcast. It's always exciting to get back every week that I can get here and just, you know, unpack something with you. Today we're talking about why are you so sad? Eventually, at the end of this, we should get to a place where we just allow ourselves to be happy, or you allow yourself to be happy. I allow myself to be happy. So I'll start here. Fear being this perception of danger is an interesting thing for me, and it's one that can numb me, and it's one that can also motivate me at times, all right? And how it affects me is really different from situation to situation and how I respond to it. So recently, I felt fear creep in when it really shouldn't have. I almost had this moment, you know, because I was in a public place. I had this moment where I was just like, you know, like, what? How? Are you serious? You don't do that. No. Okay, so one day I'm sitting at a cafe, I beg your pardon, and I'm journaling away. I'm journaling my thoughts and my feelings at that point in time. My journaling session really flows like this. I start out with how am I feeling, or what am I thinking? And then I list all these things. So as far as feeling, I'll be feeling peaceful, I'll be feeling happy, I'll be feeling, you know, maybe overwhelmed. So I would define, I will say it, I will give it a name. This is how I feel. And then after that, I'll get into why do I feel this way? Then do I want to feel this way? Then why do I want to feel this way? Then what can I do to feel this way? Or if it's something that I need to do away with, it's how can I do away with this feeling? Okay, I make sure that I flow in honesty and in ease. But on that particular day at the cafe, and after identifying that I was happy and peaceful, I felt stuck. Okay, I asked myself why I was happy, and I felt set off by that question. Like, why must I know why I'm happy? Why can't I just be happy? What if I don't know why I'm happy? Okay. And I was so upset by the fear that crept in, because I could immediately know, I could immediately pinpoint that it was fear. And for people who journal, kudos to you. For people who don't, listen, this is one of the best ways to keep in touch with your feelings and with your emotions and thoughts. Because you're checking in, you're defining, you are unpacking, you're putting it out there to yourself. Anyway, I was saying I was so upset that I felt so fearful, and that this fear settled in as a result of just not knowing why I was happy. And I was scared about just being able to identify why that was so. Have you ever been afraid of being happy? Or have you ever been happy but allowed yourself to spiral into the sad place because you came up face to face with happiness and joy? Like, happiness visits, like, hi, how are you? Please, where do I sit? And you're like, nowhere? Why are you here? Who told you to be here? And I can't be the only person who's felt that way. And I just hope that it makes you feel better if you've been in that place. And like, I'm telling you now that I was there. Like, I've been there before. So I wanted to talk about this. And let's unpack what causes that feeling. And may I please suggest that our emotions, our thoughts, our responses are all informed by our past experiences. And to answer some of these questions, we really need to do the work of unpacking and addressing some of these experiences and how they have affected us in our response to life and to people and to the world we interact with. So maybe the fear of happiness, okay, it's deeply rooted in so many fears, the fears of so many things. I may suggest loss or rejection because I've been there. Losing my grandfather and then getting into high school, losing somebody that was really close to me, and then into my adulthood, losing another person who was close to me, almost thinking as though every time I met a person and I could really engage with them so well and they wanted to be friends with me, I would almost feel as though it's too much work. Like, I'll do this work of being friends with you, and what if I lose you? And Lord knows how I could lose you. It could be losing you to other people, losing you to life, or losing you to death. So I almost don't want to go through that. And so when I'm happy with someone, I spiral into this dark, sad place of, ugh, what if I lose them? I don't know about you, but sometimes it's a fear of failure or setback. Last time I got this opportunity, I applied for it, I got into it, then I failed, then this opportunity was taken from me. And so now you've received another opportunity and you've spiraled into the sad place because they'll take this one away as well. And so you'd rather not be happy for yourself, but just be in this place of sadness. Another thing is a lack of validation and affirmation. I shared on my Instagram a post, right? A word to the ugly ones. I loved it. Jeez. You know, I grew up just never being told I was beautiful. Guys, nothing against my mom. My mom would say she would hide me because people would ask if I was a boy. And in my adulthood, she was just like, eh, like no man on dawa meko, I remove it. My mom, guys. And for people who don't understand me, but she would say like, oh, let my daughter be beautiful now. She used to be ugly. I'm not spiting my mom. I'm just telling you my truth. And my mom thinks I'm the most beautiful and I need a husband already and da 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 da. But you know, growing up hearing that or hearing people say, oh, eh, Niza, if it wasn't for your structure and if it wasn't for your accent, you would really be worse. I'm like, what? So now I grow up and somebody tells me, oh, you're beautiful, or you lovely, you elegant, you, and I'm just like, excuse you, how? And I'm not saying that's what I say, but I think there's an aspect of a lack of validation and affirmation that almost makes us very reluctant to the happiness that comes with that. All right, and I want to share my own. That was me, guys. Also, the fear of losing the cause of your happiness, and it might be attached to losing or rejection or the fear of failure and setback. You're just happy because of your job, but because you're now afraid of losing your job, you kind of just spiral back into sadness. What is the cause of my happiness right now? If I name it, won't it be taken away from me? Whether it's a job, it's an opportunity, it's a friend, it's a trip, you know, name it. Another thing is a belief that you don't deserve happiness or that you haven't done anything to earn it. I've been asked by a friend before. My friend Agnes looked at me and was like, Niza, who damaged you? Because I was always in this place where I felt I needed to earn people's kindness. If my friend called me on a random morning and said, listen, clean up, I'm coming to pick you, let's go for breakfast. For me, I almost felt like, oh, how much money do I have? Am I able to pay half? My friend has called me for breakfast. Dress up, I'm picking you up, let's go for breakfast. And I'm thinking, I need to earn my place at that table. Can I pay half? That's a problem. And my friend came out to me like that because I needed money. I had not told her until it was, you know, and she's like, Niza, what's wrong with you telling me I need a 500 kwacha? What makes you think I won't give it to you? And I was just like, you have other problems and I'm busy explaining. And she's just like, who damaged you? Why can't you just take kindness? And we did go through this whole process and session of unpacking what, where, why. And I realized that I don't always have to earn. I don't have to feel like I deserve. When it visits, I will embrace it. Whether it's kindness, whether it's happiness, whether it's just joy, I would just take it in. So some of us believe that we don't deserve happiness and we believe that we need to earn it. And so we almost run away when it's there. Sometimes it's the familiarity to chaos and sadness. We've normalized heartache, we've normalized sadness, we've normalized pain. And there's been researches around that. If you've always been in relationships where you get hurt, you're likely to gravitate towards people who will hurt you again. You know the signs, you know the red flags, but you almost go seeking out for them. So you've become familiar, you've made that normal. And anything that is opposite, you want to run away from it because it's too good to be true. I would rather stick to what I know. And that really breaks my heart to say, because I feel everything that I'm telling you because it's been me before. I've had to do the work. So I'm really sorry if you've had to go through that or if you're still going through that. At the time of my encounter with this fear of happiness, I had gone through so much, and there was almost a list of things that were going on in my life, and bad and good. And so I come to this place, I come to this point where I'm sitting at a cafe and I'm trying to journal, how do I feel? And I'm feeling happy. And it's been a while since I felt happy. It's been a long time since I felt this joy and peace and calm in my heart, because there's been good and bad going on in my life. And this was 2018. And it's March, and I'm called for my Mandela Washington Fellowship interview, and I go in for that. And the same day I do that, my parents are in court for their divorce. So a month later, when I get my email and it says, oh, you're going to New York State, you're going to Syracuse University, it's the same day my mom and my aunt come back home and the divorce is finalized. So I'm on my way to the US and mom has left home and my siblings are alone. So when I come back, I get back into this place where the sadness, it's not the same way it's been. And so things are happening for me. People are celebrating me. I'm getting back to my job and my boss is very happy with what I'm doing on radio. And meanwhile, home is awful for me. I hate being home. And I'm in this depression and I get the help. And eventually I decide, okay, I need to start afresh. And you know, you're going through the works. You're doing the work. You're getting counseling. You're getting into group therapy. And I'm finally happy. But I'm questioning this happiness. But I'm afraid that the sadness will cripple in again. And so I need to be happy, but I start referring to what has become familiar. I start referring to the loss that I felt. I start referring to this rejection that I felt. I start referring to this failure to save my family. And trust me, it's not the easiest of things to go through. And I've encountered people who've gone through that. They've called me for counseling, or they've called me really for just support. But we must normalize being happy. At that point, I'm happy and I want to have a reason to why, and I can't find it because all I see or all I identify is sadness. All I identify are reasons for me to be sad. At the time, I just broken up with someone. And so there's all these things like, so, but why am I happy? It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. And perhaps you're now wondering, okay, then what the heck do I do? Start here. Define happiness for yourself. What is happy for you? If you're given an opportunity, you had all the resources, you had all the freedom, what would happy look like? For some people, happy is a coffee date every week at a favorite coffee shop. Sometimes happy is listening to my favorite music. Sometimes happiness is having a great conversation with one of my best friends. Sometimes happiness is just putting your legs up and just binging on Netflix. Sometimes happiness is prayer, just sitting in prayer a little longer. Sometimes happiness is just simply being around your siblings and just, you know, reminiscing on your days growing up, singing old Zambian music to each other. I and my siblings do this sometimes. Define happiness. What is it? What does it look like? And I'm not talking about the facial look of happiness, like, oh, when I'm happy, I'm smiling. Yes, I do smile to strangers when I'm really happy, right? But happiness in terms of a heart feeling, a gut feeling, what does it look like for you? Once you do that, allow yourself to be happy. Allow yourself. Look at happiness saying, hello, I'm here, and embrace it and hold it. Move around. If you can't always hold happiness, hold its hand while you're walking, okay? Like, just walk around holding happiness on the hand. Because, you know, I'm not fearful of fear, if that makes sense. I'm not a person to run from it. I'm a person. All of a sudden, I'm this person who wants to sit down with fear and be like, so what's the deal? And then, so what's your plan? And then what? Because I'm tired of running. So I will sit with fear and happiness at the table and call out fear for its nonsense and smile at happiness And of course, call out happiness for its nonsense too, because sometimes happiness can be a lie. But that could be a podcast for another day. For this week, this is our episode. And to be honest, I am so happy. I am complete. Thank you for listening. And I want you to know that I appreciate you, that you are the link to the next person to listen to this podcast. So please get a screenshot of it. It could be audio, it could be a still picture. Share it online. And when you do, please tag me on Facebook. My page name is I am Niza Lebo Piri. On Instagram and Twitter at Niza Lebo _ Piri. And I would really like to hear from you for doing that. Rather, you stand a chance of winning a 250 Kwacha book voucher, which I am giving away for the month of September. So you know what to do, get to it. I do have a Telegram group that you can join to interact with me. So do check out the show notes for it and chat with you then. Until next time, remember to subscribe, remember to share, remember to favorite the podcast. I love you, but God loves you better. Goodbye.